The Frost on the Windowpane by E. Byam Wyck. We see a drawing room with fireside bright, with damask curtains beaming in the light, of porcelain lamps whose softened glimmer falls on costly works of art upon the walls. In this fair mansion, there's a father proud of his own darlings, reads a book aloud of Hail King Winter and his lusty train. The children laughing in their glee again, they cluster round his chair and hearts elate. Tomorrow, father dear, you will let us skate, they say, and gently touch the window-pane and group around the crackling logs again. 'Twas covered o'er with crystal, and their hue shone like the rainbow-tinted morning dew. They go to rest, each seeks his cosy bed, dismissed with tender blessings on each head, and thinking of the morrow in their dreams, they revel in the thought of frozen streams. God bless these children, may their lot ne'er be as one whose picture you shall quickly see. Within that casement all was peace and joy, but what without? I see a stricken boy, hungry and frozen, peering through the blind at happy children with their father kind. The room's now darkened, and he moves away to wander through the streets till coming day. In frozen windows he no beauty sees. He knows no mother's arms or father's knees. Within that pain the hours slowly glide. He only knows he's on the other side. This is but one, but hundreds you may find, if you will search them out with purpose kind, or help us. We know their dreadful state, to snatch some few before it's too late from cruel want, then give your helping hands. This is a cry your sympathy demands. Deeds first, words after, is our motto still. Come one, come all, and aid us with a will. Then, after that, a lesson we may teach, that may the hearts of these poor outcasts reach. May they and we a little moral gain from frozen crystals on the window pane.